Press the button,
press
Phil.
Press the button, Phil. Welcome to Tomorrow's Ones here on NTN Radio and a bunch of other places. Or at least some apps. That's right. I make sure I put it up all the time. Whoa. You should follow that thing across the room if you have
to. I'm not used to these things in my face. Sorry.
Yeah, you are. By now, you are. That's a little prison talk for you people out there that's new to the show.
I'm an equipment malfunction over here.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction. The other one you need a pill or something, I believe.
Yes.
What's going on?
Arby's. Gyros. Hey, why are you holding an Arby's coupon?
Because I'm hungry.
2 for $6 Do you think gyro a hero?
Well, at the moment, because we are the marvelous ones, I said, I need a hero.
I need a hero.
It's a song for, again, the millennials. We have to
help
they
should
reference.
Know that because it was in Shrek when they were a little kid. Remember?
I was in a Shrek guy. I've seen ish.
Seen Shrek?
Bits and pieces. I never got. It's not one of those things I put off. I've seen maybe 75% of it over time, but
pieces.
The first
one I liked. The second one was okay, and then they went downhill. Like, Shrek 37 sucked.
Well, I'm a fan of Mike Myers.
I am Shrek 3 and 4, and then it just becomes, loses its creativity.
I remember reading, Mike Myers wasn't the original guy, though. There was someone, look it up, it's sort of like Tom Selleck being Indiana Jones. It was kind of a awkward switch-up. It wasn't going to be, the first person to be cast for that.
Huh.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good role for him.
Yeah, was he already established with Austin Powers at that moment? Was he a big megastar?
I think it was after the first Austin Powers.
Okay,
right?
So he was
it
set.
It was after Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, he was pretty set.
Wayne's World was still like that Keanu Reeves, Ted world. He wasn't quite the megastar yet. Austin Powers put him in a different hierarchy.
But, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I think, if you asked me, and I know this has nothing to do with sci-fi, I think Shrek is like his best movie.
You're not going to, don't make me say it, you're not going to make me name a superhero that someone has mentioned before that's not, doesn't have to do with superheroes, but said she was a superhero.
No, don't do that.
Aren't you glad he's not here, though? Because the return of that particular thing character is coming up soon, if not already out.
Yeah, he is banned until after that's out of the theaters. Because I don't want to hear, I saw blank blank.
But he's still going to talk about it.
He is, because he's retarded. Oh, we can't say that word. He is
it meant something different when we were younger.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
I've had that conversation a lot this week as I was cussing out people in upstate New York. So I was like, no, you son of a...
Well, I have friends like that are in the community. They do she works in a pool, recreation and rehabilitation, and they use the word pretty, English. It's not not being malicious in any way.
Maliciously. I mean, I just,
It's slang like from the 80s.
Yeah, it's slang from the 80s. And if you can't deal with that, F you. Right? What do you want me to say?
I'm holding back so hard right now.
I know. Where do we want to go? Do we want to go finish up The Walking Dead?
We can, since it's, it won't come up till February. So.
All right, so let's finish up, because we can finish up The Walking Dead. Then we got to talk, Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Miss Marple, the Angela Lansbury murder mysteries, because I was kind of binge watching them on Netflix.
Is that right after Golden Girls?
Yes, it was.
Maybe Matlock after.
Hey, I watched Quincy. Quincy.
Man, you lost a lot of people on that
one. I know,
they're
like, what the hell? Why is he watching a city in Boston? A neighborhood in Boston.
For your older folks, that was from with Tony, the thing, the Odd Couple.
Yes, it was with the guy from Odd Couple.
We were talking off script, but like too many of these old guys are dying now.
Yeah.
Because another thing we'll bring up later.
It's good because on the way in, I was hearing somebody was complaining that people's breathing was causing too much global warming and we need to get rid of people. So
I have a list.
So I was like, pick me. I'll make the decisions.
That's just silly. That's because the same argument.
Get rid of old people.
Our argument, same thing with cows, because the stuff they go poopy out of, the methane.
The methane.
Yeah.
So
it's just silly.
I don't know.
The Earth will survive, trust me.
Right.
Human race might not. Well, that's always the case.
You know, well, I tell that to people all the time. I'm like, if you ever watch sci-fi movies and stuff, you'll know the planet outlasts us by a lot.
We're not even a blink in Earth history.
Yeah. Like, 100,000 years and...
The dinosaurs were millions of years they lasted. We're not even, like, again, we're not a blink.
Yeah, we're not even going to make that.
We're not even a virus. If the Earth really doesn't want us,
99.9%.
They're going to more than Thanos us. Earth is.
99.9% of all species that have ever existed.
George Carlin, maybe. Yeah,
you know, smart man. Anyways, let's get into, speaking of extinct things, let's get into The Walking Dead.
But they come back to life. The Walking Dead, they do.
Yeah.
And speaking of, that was a little hint and a wink. I kind of got the, I got your little, when we closed out that last episode or two ago, when I said, oh, well, they're talking to each other. And you gave me that little shiny twinkle in your eye.
I tried my best not to give that away.
You didn't. I was like, oh, well, all right. I can enjoy it. The thing is, I actually
like that better than the zombies talking.
I do.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I do, and I've said it a few times already, but it's just, again, after Glenn went, at the not because of Glenn, but just after that point in the storytelling, it's just lost that certain thing. It doesn't have the heart of The Walking Dead anymore, not in my opinion.
Like, I wasn't even really, like, when Jesus was doing that big fight scene.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even like, oh, man, Jesus is good. When he died, I was like, ooh, that walker killed him.
It's like, oh, whoa, he did a little movie move. It was cool to go, because you don't expect, I mean, there's the minor shock value of like, oh, dang, the zombie did like a Bruce Lee maneuver. He came under and like gave him a little mean bad guy talk, villain talk, like, you don't belong here, and then gave him the old shiv to the back.
Yeah, and prison moves there.
Yeah, well, part of me was like, doesn't their armor have the thing in the back, the metal plate in the back?
I thought it did, but so apparently
that bothered
it doesn't.
Me. I guess he found the soft spot, the chink in the armor, so to speak.
Oh, well, at least you got me out of the retard comment. Thank you.
Well, chink meaning dent, not
you were talking Glenn.
See, I was so not there. But my point is, like, if you watch any of the earlier episodes, jump on Netflix, watch first season, just anywhere, I couldn't wait. Like, I miss those times when they drop it off with a cliffhanger and you'd have to wait an entire season over the summer. When you said Jesus died, I was like, oh, okay. And then that was that was the final episode mid-season. It's like, okay, I guess February. Before, it was like, February, oh my.
Why has it got to be so far away?
It was like, again, we talked about it last week. It was like Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. 3 years I got to wait to find out if he's really the father?
Right.
Come on, man.
So, and then it ended up taking almost 20 to make sure that we knew for sure.
Right. And even then you're like, wait, he betrayed. What do you mean he betrayed your father? Well, he can't betray. I mean, it's too. Ben was lying.
Ben lied a lot.
Well, because not
he's
yet
old
ready.
In English.
Not yet ready for the burden was he to be a real nerd. But
I agree with you. It's kind of lost its edginess.
It's heart grit, combination heart / grit.
Yeah.
Especially now that, you know, Daryl's not even there that much. You know, he's got maybe.
Well, I mean, now there's going to have to be a new power structure, right? Because both Maggie, who was supposed to be running Hilltop, and Jesus, who was running Hilltop, are gone. You have Michonne at Hilltop or out
Alexandria.
With them.
Oh, out there.
I mean, she was out there now. Like, somebody's got to take over Hilltop to make sure it runs. I don't think.
Well, obviously, they're leading to the fact that they're going to do some flashback at some point to show how they got the Alexandria people get the X scars on their back, and that's why they don't trust anybody, and why there was a rift between Maggie or the Hilltop and Alexandria. They're going to go back to that eventually. And again, it's just personal issue I have where business is dictating the storyline opposed to storyline fighting, to get the bucks. Where, Annie Lincoln's gone, so they rewrote the script to accommodate for that. And then Lauren Cohen had the other show and wants more money. She may or may not come back. They're talking, but basically, if the show she's doing now tanks, she'll be back.
Right.
But she wants more money.
Right.
And if they don't, they'll just write her off on a couple sentences. Oh, she went to Georgie or whatever.
Georgie.
Suit pants.
Yeah, Hillary
lady.
Clinton.
Right.
Or yeah, Murphy Brown, or whoever that was.
Yeah, one of those.
I don't know. You know, so, it just, it like, Hey, will I watch it when it comes back in February? Yeah. Am I dying like I was a few years ago? No.
And then the other twist also, did you watch The Talking Dead after?
A little bit, and I fell asleep trying it. Basically, I was so disinterested.
Yeah. Again, it's just sort of like, it's just a quaint friend now, opposed to like this yeah. love affair.
Right.
Well, Negan's back, and he's free. He walked out because in the comics, Kirkman was on there, and basically in the comic books, he did escape, but just did a U-turn, came back to show his whatever, his allegiance, loyalty, whatever, integrity. So now it's like Rick leaving and Carl leaving and everything. Negan going back to Sanctuary, home sweet home. That's a total divergence from the book.
Yeah. So my question is, and I don't know if people find this entertaining or I was just kind of looking at thoughts. I watch a lot of shows on like FX and USA. You know, like Monk.
Quantum Leap.
No, like Monk.
I like Quantum Leap. Monk's awesome.
Monk. Monk's I like awesome. Psych. I really like that show, Psych. Sons of Anarchy, Justified, you know, and then I watch like shows on, you know, the premium channels, and they all seem to punch out at like 7 years, 6 years, 8 years, because it's a way to make sure that they can wrap up their storyline mm-hmm. with their cast. You know, they pretty much are telling them, you're in for a 7 year job, right?
Well, that's what Andy Lincoln said. 8 years was his
right,
limit.
You know, and they wrap the storyline up. Now, Sons of Anarchy has released another offshoot of the show with a couple of the minor characters from the show being major characters in the new one.
See, I didn't follow. Isn't it like Call Saul kind of thing?
Yeah, like a Better Call Saul kind of thing, right? Like Breaking Bad, which was only, what, 5 seasons?
I didn't follow it, but...
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, like, I feel like The Walking Dead, even from day one, my biggest thing with them is they should have went... Like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones said 8 seasons. Right. I think originally they said 7, and they pushed an 8th.
That or they split it up.
Or they split it up something, right? Yeah. You know, I feel like The Walking Dead should have done that.
I believe the term you've referenced before, again, from our generation, they jumped the shark.
Yeah.
I don't think they jumped the shark hard.
Well, I don't think it's jumping the shark. I mean,
no.
Happy Days, they were just looking to make Fonzie into like a superhero.
Right.
Where I feel like these guys are just looking to collect paychecks. Like the last 2 seasons, I feel like are paycheck seasons.
I won't agree with you totally on that. I think I truly believe that they still have story that they want to tell, from The Whisperers to other things that have already been written in the books that they want to see on the screen. That they think there's still some value to it. It's not just about the paychecks. Not purely anyway.
Yeah. So I mean, I just feel like I don't know. I feel like in today's Netflix kind of world, in today's
Netflix.
Right? But, you know, to me, listen, there is no bigger fan anywheres of Gunsmoke than me.
I have become a Gunsmoke fan literally this year. This
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah, because
yeah,
I started watching
it in like high school because it was one of the free
I didn't
channels,
even
like,
know
you
about
get,
it.
You know,
I watched
antenna.
It, Gunsmoke and The Rifleman, they're in the retro shows right now, and it's when I eat lunch late, they're on. They just happen to be, I'm
a fan.
I love
Gunsmoke, and 19 years, but when I watch season 1 of Gunsmoke, and I watch season 18 of Gunsmoke, I don't feel like they punted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, episodes from any of those, you know, it's a cowboy, you know the marshal's going to win at the end of them, he solves the crime.
But he's going to take a hit, you know.
He's going to take a hit. But it's not like I sit there and I go, oh man, I've seen that story 3 times, or oh man, you know, I didn't feel like they were mailing it in.
You just never know. There's a lineage of whether it's rom coms or I know Bewitched was there's a big problem with that because Elizabeth Montgomery?
Yeah, Montgomery? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, she admittedly phoned it in the last few years. They even literally wrote episodes that are all but identical to each other. Same scenarios. But, you know, so whether it's that or Happy Days or all these shows that, like, many of our viewers have no clue what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah, you know, it happened. And to me, it's sad that it happened to Walking Dead. If it had gone out, to me, it would have gone out legendary. Like, Game of Thrones is about to go out legendary.
Hardcore.
Right? We have had 8 really tough seasons, or 7.5, and soon to finish up the 8th, right? You know, and of just lots of everything being poured out at it. And this one, even if they don't wrap it up, it's like The Sopranos.
Oh, just like you're going to dinner. Done.
Black screen, right? Like, but people go back and watch The Sopranos. It's still a show that
you know
you
what
say,
it's reminding me of? Because you gave me a little poop walking in wearing my Redskins coat.
Uh-huh.
It's just the fan diehard. Doesn't matter if they win, lose. They just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Yeah. So I felt like Walking Dead could have been one of those shows that punched out epically. And now I think they're beyond that.
I don't know if it's. I don't know yet. Well, if that's even the purpose. Now it's just. It's a pleasant show.
Yeah.
Because I know the numbers didn't come in when Rick was supposed to die. They weren't near the numbers they were expecting.
Yeah.
But again, like. Just those moments, like I said, I think we talked about it way, way back. If Glenn had died under the dumpster,
yeah,
much props.
Right.
Because it wasn't the build-up for every time a character goes out, they dedicate like half a season or an entire episode to him.
Right.
This one was like, oh, he's, whoa. That would have been beautiful.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man.
That would have been courage.
Yeah.
That would have been courage. But now it's just like, okay, let's see what the Whisperers do. Daryl's still Daryl.
Blah, blah, blah.
And now I'll be honest with you. I'm in a minor way, again, nothing crucial like the cliffhangers they've had before, but I want to see how they bring Rick back and reunite, and if they bring Maggie back, and just the hugs and kisses. It'll make my heart happy when I see that, but it's not going to be like, oh no, I don't believe she just died. They're not ever coming back. And
yeah.
You know, so it's lost its depth.
Yeah.
It's still entertaining, but it's not... It's like
now it's just something I watch on Sunday nights. It's not something I look forward to.
Are you saying this is like your wife of 40 years? Just the romance.
But it could be my right hand of 40 years. No. Oh, that was
thank you for taking us there.
Yeah, it's not like Curse of Oak Island, which I'm like dying. Like it's like I can't get out of here fast enough tonight.
I don't know what that is. You're referencing.
You don't know what the Curse of Oak Island TV show is?
Uh-uh.
It's like one of two cheesy.
Is this one of those sci-fi channel?
No, it's a fabricated drama show about these two brothers, the Legina brothers, that are digging for gold on an island in Canada, the Oak Island, that's had treasure hunts. Like FDR went on a treasure hunt there.
Well, you know how in the one Tom Cruise movie where she goes, "You had me at hello" or whatever.
Yeah,
you lost me at the third word, pretty much.
But it's about a treasure hunt going on, and these guys are like totally doing it, and they fail all the time, but they get just enough where they say they keep going. And the truth is they keep going because they are making money off the TV show, and they keep finding idiot investors to keep doing this. And where do they find these? I tweet them all the time. I'm like, where do you find your idiots?
They tweet back.
Well, they tweet back, our investors aren't idiots. And I'm like, whatever. How do you find all these stupid people?
Well,
that's why you should follow me on Twitter.
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm trying to not come off braggadocious here, but one of the things about the film world is you make yourself easy to find, whether you're a producer, actor, whatever, because you want to be hired for the next gig. So it won't be too hard to find them if you really just do IMDb a little bit.
I'll IMDb myself.
Just a little bit.
So anyways, let's get off of that. I'm tired of that. Let's go to Marvel stuff. We are the Marvelous Ones. Let's get into Marvelous stuff.
Let's go to Captain Blondie.
You want to go to Captain Blondie or you want to bum? I want to bum out with Netflix.
Oh, we can do
and
that.
Then go to Captain Blondie.
Okay.
Netflix.
What are they thinking?
Netflix has announced that this is the last season of
DD
Daredevil, and that season 3 of Jessica Jones will be the final season.
Oh, I didn't hear
Jessica
that one.
Jones. Yeah, that just came out over the weekend.
What about Shane Castle?
They have not said anything, but I'm good at. But there was never really a plan to be a second season.
Well, they have one. No, there's a second season of Punisher, I believe. No. Oh, come on. Yes, there is.
No.
It's already.
No, there's only one.
No.
There's only one.
I'd look that up.
Everybody's like, oh my God, this is ruined. What I see is it going to Disney Plus.
But have you read the articles? They've killed that.
Did they
have killed that. Because that was the hope and the rumor generator.
They're just
that
killing it.
They're getting rid of all the Netflix ties so that on Disney Plus, but all the producers have said, no, there's nothing.
You know, and I also saw that they talked about bringing in some of the Netflix characters into the last Infinity Wars, but it was just too much. And then, speaking of Infinity Wars, did we talk last week about how they said Loki's dead.
Right, for sure, but he's coming back on Netflix.
Yeah, he's coming back on.
Or no, it's a Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. So, yeah, I'm kind of a little bummed. I thought the Luke Cage was really good.
It was really good.
I thought Jessica Jones was good. I even was into Daredevil, even though I'm not the world's biggest Daredevil fan.
I agree. I didn't even watch last season, but I liked it more because there was a crossover with Punisher, and I liked the dichotomy going on there. It's like, you're only one kill away from being me. And one of those things. I was like, all right, that's good. That's
good. That guy's a pretty intense actor.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to be in this area for AwesomeCon. Give them a quick shout out next season. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. John Barenthal.
Something like that. Yeah. The first time I remember seeing him was in a show called The Pacific. It was like a Band of Brothers, but for the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And I thought he did a real good job in that.
No, he's a solid actor.
So, all right, let's get into Captain Blundy.
Okay. Well, the other thing I've read is just the executives between the film and the TV world, they do not like each other. They do not get along. So, because there's that debate. Again, does the TV, Netflix world, Marvel world live in the Avengers world? And they just had problems.
Yeah.
But because right now on Disney Plus.
You think Feige'd be able to wrestle that all in?
He's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah. Maybe he should hire us to handle that.
Yes. That would be very wise on his part. Just didn't get some of those investors you mentioned earlier.
You could be the guy who's like diplomacy, and I could be the guy when diplomacy fails.
Is that the good cop, bad cop scenario? Is that what's...
Yeah, okay, we could do that. Or bad cop, bad cop. I like that even better.
There was a movie, like when he's supposed to be...
The other guy.
Is when he's supposed to be...
I thought we were doing bad cop, bad cop.
now there's another, I don't know if it's the same, there's another movie where they're both beating up on the witness. He's like, is one of you guys supposed to be the good cop? Anyway, but Disney Plus is, just to finish that off, they are producing brand new characters. I know we're going to go into the film world in a second, but... Besides Loki, there were one or two others that they're exploring.
Yeah.
Like, again, they're kind of fringe, but they're exploring.
Yeah, you know, I'll be sad because I really was into watching the Luke Cage and the Jessica
Well, that
Jones.
World was working.
Yeah, that world was working.
I'm tucking the Defenders on the shelf. Like, that looks like it'll be fun for me to watch later.
Yeah, I think you will enjoy that.
I think I will, too.
You know, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that more than I thought I was going to enjoy that.
So, just rest in peace, MCU Netflix world.
Yeah, MCU Netflix. That was kind of a bummer. All right, let's get into Ms. Marvel trailer comes out. Captain Marvel.
Number two. Yeah, it took a number two.
Yeah, it has the Aquaman feel.
Ooh, I didn't see you're going to go there. I was more
I'm not all that, invested. Energized.
I was, well, you know what? You know the word we're looking for?
Yeah.
The guy we're missing.
Yeah,
it is kind of meh. I mean, don't
he probably would have been excited.
Because he is who he is.
Yeah.
He's like Darth Vader in every movie. He's never you don't see them, but he's ever present.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, yeah, it was just sort of like you see where they're going with the plot for the most part.
Yeah.
A lot of Samuel Jackson. He's like a major character.
Well, I kind of expected that.
I didn't expect. He's literally takes up 30 to 40% of screen time.
In the whole movie, too? In that trailer.
Yeah.
I expect him to have a large part. I said it like I was from Boston. Large bat.
Large
part because...
The shield and all that.
Shield and the whole bringing her in and, you know, tying it into the Avengers so that when she shows up, it's like, woo, look who's here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Is that verified she'll be in the Avengers 4?
Probably. I mean, look, I know our millennials won't get this, but you don't beep somebody unless you want them to show up, right?
I'm not sure I get that.
1980s,
1990s. Is that a pager reference?
Yeah, that's a pager, right? Oh. You don't beep somebody unless you want them to show up.
That's a drug reference. That's what the drug dealer said. Yeah, they had the pagers.
Or the booty calls.
Ooh.
Right? I never used my pager for drugs, but booty calls? Ooh, I beep, 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 beep.
I never got beep, beep. All I got was it was for work.
Well, that was getting boned. Woo! But yeah, I was kind of expecting him to have a large part, but I'm not feeling it.
No, again.
And this is the first Marvel movie in a while that I'm not feeling.
It's straight up, when you say Marvel movie, we're talking the Avengers world, not Venom.
Right.
hey, yeah, we watched that together. Yeah. Yeah, it just it looks very predictable.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they grabbed her when she was a Top Gun pilot, and then she forgot her history. Oh, I'm starting to remember.
There's no Goose, there's no Maverick. Then,
yeah, just sit here, literally, psh, psh, psh. I'm like, I'm
like, going to fight an old lady in the subway. Who hasn't done that?
I got, like, not today. And I have all these cool powers because they said she is the most powerful in all the MCU universe people.
Right.
Super. It's like, okay, she
to
can.
Date.
Hmm?
To date.
To date.
They leave the door open for somebody more powerful like me, the Incredible Bulk.
Do you have the cricket sound effect?
I do, and I'm not playing it.
Silver Surfer would be more powerful, I think. But, yeah, it just looks like, okay, she can fly around in space. Okay, so she's like an Iron Man except
she's
superpower.
She's got alien blood.
She's got alien blood. She can shoot energy from her hands and eyes maybe,
and her
too.
Mohawk lights up.
That was kind of a nice wardrobe thing, but it didn't really...
I mean, yeah.
It's like, okay. Like Gladiator, that's a hardcore reference there.
Yeah.
You know who Gladiator was?
Yeah.
He was like the Superman of the Marvel world.
Right, right. I'm going to go see it, but I'm not like, that was not a, oh my God, that's so far away moment. It was like, oh, okay.
Was it like, if it drops tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the Infinity Wars for Avengers?
Yeah, right. I will forget all about the Captain Marvel trailer.
Because wait,
it seems like every Tuesday we're saying tomorrow is supposed to drop.
No, you're saying it every Tuesday.
Okay,
I said it like once.
Okay,
is it wait? So Spider-Man this in 2019 as well? Home Alone.
Homecoming.
No, Homecoming is the first one.
Was the last one. Spider-Man.
It's something Holmes. Homie.
Homies. Spider-Man and the Homies.
Yeah.
I think it's the very end. I think no,
but it's 2019
no, it's
or 2020.
It's 2020. Because the last Marvel movie, the last Disney movie of 2019 is going to be Star Wars. They're putting out with Star Wars.
What about what about Wakanda?
Nope, that wasn't on the list.
Okay.
Right? Okay. The last MCU movie that we see from Disney looks like it's going to be Avengers 4.
Oh, I heard this was a rumor from like not that long ago, but a little ago that the producers are saying that Chris Evans is not done.
Yeah, I've seen that rumor. I've seen the rumor that
quotes, not even rumors, but quotes.
Yeah, I've also seen that RDJ has said that he wouldn't necessarily be done. He just doesn't want to be a main.
Okay, sort of characters. Like in Spider-Man or something like that. Just
yeah, like he
in.
Was interested in those kind of things, and I think. Hemsworth has said that a couple times.
I think he wants to go full-fledged. My
yeah, thought. Right. Like, I think Hemsworth should totally do, like, Ryan, what's-his-name does with...
Reynolds, what?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds with Deadpool. Like, Hemsworth should just become Thor. Thor Twitter, right? You know, who wouldn't love that?
And again, I've been reading some old books, graphic novels with Thor, where there's some good stuff out there if they wanted to do the one God Killer where it's three different Thors in three different time periods, and they're batting this God Killer, and like I'll just give away this one scene where he old Thor is in a fight or is about to die or something, and he throws the hammer to current Thor, so now Thor has two hammers, so he starts whacking the hammers together to destroy a thing, and that's awesome.
Remind me next week to talk about Groot and Stormbreaker. An article I read from the guys from the MCU about that.
Why is Groot gonna come back to life through Stormbreaker? Is his arm gonna like regenerate?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know how all that's gonna happen. I'm more excited about that than I am Aquaman or
Aquaman. He's gonna clean your tear ducts.
Aquafur man.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt, but the trailers indicate okay. I don't know about solid. On the scale.
Okay.